Ashanti. So today's blessing is, may you experience the Father's help and blessing by being obedient and thereby become an embodiment of success. The Father's order is, remember me alone. The one Father is your world, and so let there not be anything in your heart except the one Father. One direction, one strength, and one support. Where there is one, there is success in every task. It is easy for that one to overcome any situation. The children who follow the Father's instruction receive the Father's blessing, and this is why anything difficult becomes easy for them. So, firstly, Baba asks us to be obedient. And I ask myself, what means for me to be obedient? Because sometimes this world is a little, I react a little bit with this world, because I thought that it's just follow and say yes. And because there is religion connotation of the obedience. So if we pay attention to the etymology of this word, we can see that obey is from the Latin word obeit, obedir. So it's two words, ob, and it's ob and odir. Ob means in front of. It supposes an interaction between the other in front of me and me. And odir, it's a Latin word, a verb from the Greek aio. It's to perceive the meaning, to perceive with intelligence. So, being obedient, it's when I perceive the meaning of what Baba tells me, and in front of him, I am committed to follow him. And in this way, I become responsible. I take part on this. So it's not just follow and say yes. It's about understanding why he tell me that, and so I can truly from the heart say yes and follow him. Secondly, he say, remember me alone. So fix your mind on me. For me, it's Man Above. So, J.N.T. Ben say, Man Above is the universal message for all, that each soul should turn their mind towards God and make that link of love a reality in their life. If there is no love, there you cannot have remembrance. So love is very important. The one Father in my heart, it is my world, anything in my heart except the one Father. Baba said in few days back, Molly, that a wife never forgets her husband. It's because of her love for him. So, love. Baba teach us how to love and to be loved. Because we don't know. We just know limited love. With our parents, relatives, and in relationship. But what happened with this limited love? There is fear. Maybe my friend will find another friend, or maybe she will move on another country. There is also expectation. I want that they are always perfect. And disappointment. And because I don't know myself, I ask the other to reflect me, a nice picture of me. But as reflect on the mirror, it's not the truth, and the other is not perfect, so it's not constant. So I'm disappointed with this limited love. So, unlimited love. Baba gives us the knowledge about who I am and who is him. And with this knowledge, I don't need to find me in the outside, because I know who I am. And by teaching me this, he gave me self-respect. And there is no fear because he is my father, so he cannot let me alone. There is no disappointment because he is perfect. He is constant, so there is always love. And it's like a takeaway love. You can bring him everywhere. I don't know if you heard about Einstein. He wrote a letter for her daughter about love. So he said, each individual carries within them a small but powerful generator of love whose energy is waiting to be released. So Baba is the key to release this. To give visibility to love, I made a simple substitution in my most famous equation. If instead of E equals MC2, MC squared, yes, sorry, we accept that the energy to heal the world can be obtained through love multiplied by the speed of light squared, we arrive at the conclusion that love is the most powerful force there is in the world, and because it has no limits. So, the strength of love. Baba speaks about one direction, one strength, and one support. So, what is strength? In a mathematical way, the strengths have 4 points. So there is a point of application. It's the point where the strength is exert, like remembrance of God, be having just Him in my heart. So this is the strength of love. Sorry? Yes, it's a heart with Baba inside. This is the ceiling. This is the mat. This is the shape. Yes, it's a ship, it's a boat. Yes, sorry. Sorry for my skill in draw. So, yes. And there needs a direction. So what is a direction? It's an action of life. So it's God's instruction. And the direction, it's all the straight line which are parallel to one of them. This one of them is Brahma. We have to follow him. Like Baba saying today, Molly, he gives direction through Baba's mouth. So, this is direction. And strength needs a magnitude, an intensity. So, this intensity is given by the soul conscious. And as the soul conscious, it's unlimited. The power of love is unlimited. For this, we need a foundation, a support of the support of the knowledge of who I am, who I belong to, where I come from, and why I'm here. So, and we need a way in which the strengths pull us. So we are on the journey of self and world transformation, and our destination is Golden Age. This is destination. So we need one direction, one strength, and one support. If there is just two of them, it cannot function. So the boat will go under the water. So we need to keep balance between love in remembrance, the God instruction, and knowledge of who I am, who I belong to, where I come from, and why I'm here. So the boat will navigate safely on the ocean of transformation. So all is about God and God love. And so where there is one, there is success in every task. Because when I remember God, if there is a situation, a problem, like a mountain, I'm here, and when I'm in soul conscious, I just take eye. So I can see the situation on another point. And like that, the mountain will become a little rock. And with the understanding of Baba, I am just an instrument of Baba, so I don't have to have fear. And so, as he said, storm become a gift, so there is no rock, there is just... So there is just a gift. And Baba remembrance and love unlock all the power in me, all the treasure, so I can take income from this situation. Say yes. And just to end, to take end of this, I remember the first time I came here, it was 12 years ago, and I just remember one thing of my journey in Madhuban. It was Daddy Gozar class. She said how she gave us how to make the emergency call. If you are in front of a big situation, you have just to say Mera Baba with a true love. We have just to say Mera Baba from my true heart. So all the situation will be a success.
Yes. So, give you an interruption. Your interruption.
My interruption. Ah, my name is Camille. I come from Paris. And, what else?
Where you came
from? In hospital? Yes, so I'm here since the 24th of October. I came with the French group, and I stay here for Seva in Global Hospital because I'm a nurse in France. So yes. My parents came in knowledge when I was 6 months old. Yes, and my auntie also. So, yes.
When you started understanding knowledge?
I don't have like a day. I think it's because when I was young, I always keep the relationship with Baba. Like, he is my best friend. He bring me at school if I have fear because I needed to go alone to school. And so I just take his hand and, okay, we go together. And my father tried to give me the course, when I was 7, but it was a little bit difficult to concentrate. And yes. Little by little, with growing up, I understand a little bit more and experience more love of Baba. My present effort is to find my way with love. Like I say about obedience, being obedient. It's very to say yes with a truly loved heart. yes, and I think make turning also for myself, because I'm not used to do that, very to go deep in the Baba's words. So, and it's I felt a lot of joy, in fact, to turn. But it was the first time. So yes, yesterday morning I felt a lot of joy to think about all this. So thank you, and thank you, Baba. Oh, what is the difference? That's a good question. So, I think is with VK, I don't have to. It's more like natural. I don't. With non-VK, I need to bring Baba with me. If with VK also, but it's more. There is difference, but I like to sow the beautiful in the out, in also in the non-PK soul, and there is always something to learn about, even if I'm with PK or non-PK. But yes, there is difference because they don't live the same experience, and all most of them don't have faith in God, and so they don't experience the unlimited love. But it's also interesting to speak with them and to have a different point of view. It's my fifth time. Yes. I feel like I'm at home, in my home. Yes. The first time when I was in Bombay to take my flight back, I was crying a lot because I want to stay here. So a sister told my father, "You can let her here, and you can go." This time I came alone. My parents are in France. So yes. Yes, until the 8th of December. Yes. Yes, so 2 weeks and a half.
Do you think you're in
Madhuban? Yes, I really feel that it allow me to increase my knowledge and to discover the real love of knowledge, because I was a lot in the heart, but not so many with the
latest Maya for you.
The what? The
latest Maya.
What?
Maya.
Yes.
What is the latest Maya? Maya. Maya.
Yes.
Form of Maya.
What
Ravan.
Is? I think is non-respect of me.
What is your present enemy?
What's
latest form of attraction, Maya?
What? Yes. So
you don't want to
repeat? No. There is. I have a lot of Maya, but what is the?
You don't have any Maya, right?
No. I have. Obviously, I have. I think sometimes it's like I see like my friend, my non-BK friend, and just say, "Oh, it's like their life from my side. It seems nice." Sometimes, like, it's easy, they don't have to. Yeah, they don't have. They don't have to. No, and they don't have to, pay attention on how. Yes, sometimes. No, there are, but with sometimes you say, this is not, no. But like, there is no have to pay attention of their, always keep attention on their thoughts, or what is it? It's a very big task. So, yes. Okay? Thank you.